This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for October 31st, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 to 9. It says there, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." End of quote. How are God's thoughts and ways are higher than ours? Just because He is God and we are not. God is infinitely intelligent and wise. People's intelligence varies, and it is, of course, finite and limited. Indeed, not unlimited like God's intelligence. God knows the end from the beginning in a perfect way. You see, we do not see the end from the beginning. However, God sees. The restriction of time does not limit God. We are restricted by time. God is all-powerful. We are not. Even devil and demons are not all-powerful. Only God is all-powerful. Because God is all-powerful, He has the power to help us in all our needs. God is all-present. God can be everywhere at the same time. We are not. Because God is all-present, He can protect and guard you safe wherever you are. God is all-knowledgeable. Because God is all-knowing, He understands your worries, anxieties, and fears, and can help you when no one else understands you. Indeed, His thoughts and ways are higher than our thoughts and ways, because He is totally different from us in all these ways. Sometimes we make plans for our lives, don't we? Then God comes in and dashes our well-designed plans. We get upset and angry. We may even stop talking to God. However, the reason why He dashes your plan is because He has a much better one for your life. After several years, we would discover it was good that God broke our well-intended plans because He had a far better course for our lives. We find out His plans were better. I had this experience in my life a few times. Didn't you experience this as well in your life? Our today's insight says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." End of quote. Dearly beloved, remember always this truth that God said about Himself in the Bible. These are the very words of the living God in heaven. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Why? Because as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, the Lord declares. I am glad His thoughts and ways are higher than mine. How about you? You know, the book of Psalms 139 verse 17 says this, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered." End of quote. Beloved, do you know God's thoughts about you are precious? Moreover, do you know God has thoughts about you that cannot even be numbered or counted? Vast is His thoughts, and numerous are His ways for you. Beloved, God thought about you even before you are born, and even before He created the heavens and the earth. God had a plan to save you and give you eternal life in heaven with Him. According to His eternal plan, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. Jesus died for all of your sins, buried and rose again for your sake, for your failures and for your shortcomings. Bible says in John 3:16, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will never perish but have eternal life." End of quote. God still thinks about you today, and He invites you to come to His Son Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior and Lord. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I know your thoughts about me are precious and cannot be counted or even numbered. I believe you sent your Son to die in my place for my sins and failures. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please save me now and give me eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.